A one-year pilot program aims to create a coordinated system to help families who have been homeless or are at risk of becoming homeless to get the help they need to gain stable employment. The project is funded by $300,000 from the Paul and Phyllis Fireman Foundation. Suzanne Beaton, the director of special initiatives for the foundation, called it a test run that will point to the best ways to use increasingly scarce resources on the problem of homelessness.
There's a lot riding on this in terms of speaking to the public policy side.
The pilot program called Secure Jobs Connect will serve a very limited number of the roughly 500 homeless families in Western Massachusetts. Pamela Schwartz, director of the Western Massachusetts Network to End Homelessness, said the goal is to place 76 participants in jobs and keep at least 61 of them employed by the end of the one-year grant.
That's a high retention rate, and that is set by the Fireman Foundation because they're pushing hard and we're pushing hard right with them, that we're really looking to make the right match for these individuals and their jobs and their housing stability and their income.
Denise Rios, a mother of two who's currently receiving rental assistance through the state's homeless prevention program, has been enrolled in the workforce development pilot project. She's currently in training to become an emergency medical technician.
Oh, it's been very important. Give me a lot of hope and the opportunity to keep walking forward with my life and my kids and, you know, my personal life. And It's been everything. I appreciate it.
A wide array of agencies throughout the four western counties are part of the project, including employment specialists, community colleges, housing authorities, and child care providers. Herberto Flores, the president of the Corporation for Public Management, the lead employment and training agency for the project, said collaboration is needed to remove the many barriers to employment the homeless face.
At what point do you break that cycle of poverty? There's a demarcation line like anything else.
Employer participation is critical to success. The program offers businesses payroll subsidies for on-the-job training, or will help cover the costs of the payroll tax, workers' compensation, and liability insurance. Glenn Wallulak, a manager with the thrift store chain Savers, is an employer who is participating in the pilot program.
It's a win-win for everybody. You know, it provides us with great people that want to work and work hard and are dedicated, as well as, it provides them with income that they truly need.
A top housing official with the Patrick administration, Undersecretary Aaron Gornstein, endorsed the pilot program at a press conference to announce the grant award from the Fireman Foundation.
I think the key to me is bringing the private sector in for employment opportunities. And that way the family, as I mentioned before, may no longer need rental subsidies or rental assistance once they have a job and are able to increase their incomes.
Gornstein said Governor Patrick, in his proposed state budget, has requested more money for homelessness prevention. Homelessness rose sharply during the recession, but now the number of homeless families is decreasing. The number of homeless families sheltered in motels in western Massachusetts has fallen from 513 at the end of July to 283 as of March 1st. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.